Climate change is a daily reality in Alaska. Those changes are happening across forests, tundra, and the Arctic Ocean, and in your backyard. Brian Brenschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks climate data and trends in the state. Alaska's Energy Desk is going to be checking in with him regularly as part of a new segment. This week, Brenschneider is marveling at the all-time temperature records that were set on the North Slope on July 13th and 14th.
Dead Horse hit a record high of 85. They've got nearly 50 years of data, and that exceeded their record by 2 degrees. And then the next day, Kuparik recorded a temperature of 86, and that is the highest temperature ever recorded in Alaska within about 50 miles of the Arctic Ocean. So really unprecedented warmth for Alaska.
And what's a normal high?
The normal for up in that area on the coast is about the upper 50s, mid to upper 50s for this time of year. And that's about their warmest. Their annual peak temperature is upper 50s.
And how do those temperatures fit into the kind of the bigger trend of this hotter than normal summer?
It's not just this summer. The last couple of years have been relentlessly warm. And in 2016, only one day in the entire year, if you look at the entire state, has been below normal. And that was only a very, very small amount. So the temperatures have been warm, you know, from last Christmas onward, and it's really been peaking in the last few weeks.
And do you look ahead? Does it look like that pattern is going to continue?
You know, it's hard to say more than you know, a few weeks in advance, but the long-range models, the seasonal outlooks are showing that it's going to remain above normal for the foreseeable future.
Brian Brenschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.